On the evening of Holy Thursday, we begin these 3 days of the Paschal Mystery called the Sacred Triduum. Paschal Mystery, of course, is that Jesus saves the world from enslavement to sin and death and reconciles us to God through his death, so that united to God again in life, the God of goodness and life and love, we can live with him forever in joy. So he does this through his death and his resurrection. And it begins the night before his death, on the Thursday before Good Friday. In this liturgy, in this Mass, we're celebrating several things all at once. So it begins with great joy, because today, like we're going to talk about, we're celebrating that Jesus at the Last Supper, he commits himself to giving himself, and he institutes for the church the Eucharist and the priesthood. So that's why not only do we sing a Gloria, but we ring bells, because the church cannot contain its joy at what good the Lord has done for us. And it will end very somberly, because even as we rejoice and worship the Lord in his presence in the Blessed Sacrament, eventually the procession will lead to the altar of repose. It's supposed to look like a garden, because it's tonight that Jesus goes to the garden after we have gone home. He goes to the garden and he asks his disciples, watch and pray. And they fall asleep. And so the invitation after Mass, this is why we have this solemn adoration after, is to watch and pray with the Lord, to wait up with him through the night when he's in his agony. Because after midnight, when adoration concludes in the vestibule, after midnight Jesus is arrested, and then he begins to be imprisoned, and his passion has begun. Again, this is the beginning of the celebration of the Paschal Mystery, and what happens is that Jesus chooses tonight what will happen on Good Friday. He chooses to offer the sacrifice of himself in love to his Father on the cross. And this is the reconciliation of humanity with God. This finally is the solution to the problem that we put ourselves in the Garden of Eden when we turned away from God and separate ourselves from him and chose death over life. Because Jesus pours out his blood, because he is our reconciliation, now humanity united to Jesus can have the gift of eternal life. So this is Jesus the priest. He offers the sacrifice of himself on behalf of all of humanity so that all of humanity can be saved and be reunited to God. He offers this sacrifice once on the cross on Good Friday, and he continually offers himself in love to his Father forever in heaven, because Jesus' sacrifice is not just the price of our forgiveness and freedom, but it is his love for his Father, a love that is given joyfully forever. Jesus doesn't get to the end of Good Friday. He doesn't rise on Sunday and say, thank goodness that is over. He says, and Father, I give myself to you entirely forever. And this is the worship of heaven that we enter into. At the Last Supper on Holy Thursday, like we said, Jesus institutes these two great mysteries, these two great gifts for his church. The first is the Eucharist, and the second is the priesthood. And he does this so that his sacrifice on the cross is not left as some long ago historical moment, but so that we who are being saved can be there and encounter now Jesus pouring out his blood for us. And so that we can do what we were made for, the reason that we were created, to give ourselves in love to God forever, with Jesus who offers the sacrifice of love to his Father in heaven. So this is Mass. Not only do we encounter Jesus pouring out his blood in love to his Father and for our salvation, but we participate in his eternal outpouring of his whole self in love to his Father in heaven. This is Mass. And the church depends on the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is the saving sacrifice of Jesus. Without the Eucharist, there is no church. Without the Eucharist, there's no sacrifice. Without the Eucharist, there's no salvation. The church depends on the Eucharist, and the Eucharist depends on the priesthood. Without the priesthood, there's no Eucharist, and without the Eucharist, there's no church. So do you see the necessity of the priesthood in the church? Day to day, sometimes it can feel like an optional thing or even a strange thing. But we see that when Jesus gives the priesthood to the church, he gives salvation to the world. Do you see the incredible gift that Jesus gives when he institutes the priesthood for all of us? Now, there's only one priest. There is only Jesus and only his priesthood. He, only he, offers the sacrifice that saves us. But this is the humility and the generosity and maybe also the strangeness of God, that he calls men to participate in his one priesthood. He does this because he loves you. Jesus takes a weak, poor man and fills him with his own power, the power to forgive sins, to change bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, to join us in the present to the cross on Calvary and the worship of eternity. The priest is a steward of God and a distributor of the wealth of God. This is why St. John Vianney says the priesthood is the love of the heart of Jesus. Now, I can say all of this and praise the priesthood without fear of pride or puffing myself up, because I did not choose to be a priest, and no priest has earned being a priest, and no one is worthy to be a priest. And because the priesthood is not about me or any man, it's about Jesus. It's also not for me, it's for you. No priest can forgive his own sins. No priest benefits from his own priesthood. But I, like everyone else, I'm a sinful man who goes to a priest to confess my sins. So together, we love and honor the priesthood of Jesus that he has given to his beloved bride, the church. And tonight especially, we pray that God will call men from St. Luke, maybe men who are here today, to be holy priests. The priesthood of Jesus that saves the world on the cross is always found hidden in ordinary men, maybe below average men. In the Eucharist, we see bread, but it's truly God. And also in the priest, we see a man, but hidden is Jesus, who is acting and speaking and saving. This is why St. John Vianney says, when you see a priest, think of God. This is why St. Francis of Assisi gives this shocking example. He says, if I was walking down the road one day and I met an angel, a glorious angel, and a drunken priest, I would go to the priest and kiss his hands, and then I would greet the angel. And this is because the angel cannot forgive sins. The angel does not bring salvation. The angel cannot give us the bread of life. St. Francis loves Jesus, the priest, and the sinful, unworthy man that bears the priesthood of Jesus will not keep St. Francis from loving Jesus and his priesthood. St. John Vianney said this about the priesthood, and he is, if you've ever read anything he's written, if you've ever read anything about his life, you know that he is the humblest man. But he says, how great is the priest? If he understood what he is, he would die, not out of fear, but out of love. So the challenge for us then, not just in the Blessed Sacrament, but also in the priest, to see God hidden in the priest like light behind glass. So here's an example. In a few moments, because it's Holy Thursday, we have the mandatum. It's the washing of the feet. If at the end of this you say, see how good, how humble Father Rob is, then you have failed to see God, and I have failed to be transparent as glass. Instead, say, see how humble Jesus is and how great is his love for us. How great is Jesus' love for us? The night before he died to save us, this very night, he gave his church these two unimaginable gifts, the priesthood and the Eucharist, so that we may all be free to give ourselves joyfully in love to God for all eternity. Amen.